Some Iraqis consider the overthrow of Saddam Hussein a blessing. Others consider the American-led occupation a curse. For all Iraqis, it's been a year of adjustment and uncertainty. NPR's Ivan Watson spent a day with a taxi driver in Baghdad to get his perspective.
Ala Lefta starts his days promptly at 7 a.m. with the turn of a key in the ignition. Lefta is the co-owner and full-time driver of a Korean-made Besta minivan, one of the thousands of minibus taxis that ferry Iraqis around the capital. Throughout the day, this stocky, gray-haired father of two pulls up at street corners and bus stations to call out for customers. About a dozen passengers will pile in for a ride that costs 250 Iraqi dinar, about 18 cents. Before the invasion, Lefta earned enough to put food on the table and pay the rent. Over the course of the last year, however, Lefta's daily earnings have dropped nearly in half.
You know, supporting your family has become more harder than before. A lot of roads are closed now. Getting diesel is hard now. There's a lot of cars now. You have a lot of unemployed people.
Lefter spends most of his workday stuck in grinding traffic jams where uniformed cops struggle to cope with double-decker passenger buses, donkey carts, and newly imported BMWs. Lefter says the roads are more chaotic and congested now than ever before.
Traffic police are not enough alone. They need help. They don't have authority to punish people who, you know, violate traffic rules. They cannot, like, you know, pass out a ticket for them, or at the time of the regime, they used to punish them.
At one gridlocked intersection, a gunman sporting sunglasses and a chrome-coated Kalashnikov assault rifle steps in to help the traffic cops by firing a round into the air. This volunteer, an unshaven Shiite militiaman, then gets drivers' attention by aiming his gun at their windshields and banging on their cars. Lefta nods his head in approval, even though he himself frequently breaks the same traffic rules.
You see, it's only through the rifles and the weapons that they can stop this. They have to use force.
A year ago, Lefta welcomed the U.S. military's overthrow of Saddam Hussein, whom he saw as corrupt and selfish. But he then points at the U.S. soldiers guarding one of Saddam's former palaces and says the new occupants aren't much better than the old ones.
It's the same thing. There were Iraqis protecting the palace, and now it's these soldiers protecting the palace. Even at the time of the regime, we used to be afraid of the people who were protecting the palace, and now we're still also afraid of them.
Lefta appreciates newfound freedoms, such as the right to discuss politics or own a satellite dish, but he also craves law and order. This morning, one of Lefta's fellow drivers was shot in the leg while fighting off two carjackers. Lefta has had his own close call with bandits, so he now makes it a rule to come home before sunset. Tucked away on a quiet side street, Lefta's ground floor apartment seems worlds away from the chaos and dangers of the capital. Surrounded by his wife and children, Lefta says his main goals are supporting his family and seeing his kids grow up safely. That and tending to the little green garden he's got out back. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.